path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You who are loved by God and called to be his saints, grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day in Christ Jesus. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, the image of the dawn is powerful. Think of the first rays of morning light breaking through the night sky. At first, it is dim. Shadows are long. The outline of things barely visible. But as the sun begins to rise over the horizon, clarity grows. Shapes sharpen. Colors deepen. And what was hidden in darkness is now revealed in the light. So too is the life of faith, isn't it? When Christ claims us in our holy baptism, when the Spirit opens our hearts to the love of God, we don't suddenly have everything figured out. It's like the first light of dawn breaking through the day. Faith is there, hope is there, but much remains in the shadow. We may still wrestle with questions in faith, struggle with our habits in sin, or be unsure even about what the future holds for us. But the promise of God is that his light continues to grow and grow evermore throughout our life within us. And faith is not static. It is a journey. It's a path. God's righteousness is not a finish line we cross once and for all, but it's a road that you and I walk together, step by step, as the light shines brighter and brighter until the full day of Christ's return. But Proverbs today, our Old Testament reading, doesn't let us imagine that all paths to light are equal. The contrast is rather clear in our Old Testament reading this morning. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They stumble, not even knowing what causes their fall. It's like my wife and I at our new home in the basement, especially when you don't understand how they wired the light switches in the various rooms. And of course, as we're trying to organize and unpack everything, we stumble over those boxes and things laying out in the hallway. And this is a sobering word. Wickedness isn't always dramatic or obvious. It can be subtle, ordinary, hidden in self-interest or indifference. Darkness can look like ignoring injustice because it doesn't affect us. Darkness can be failing to love our neighbor because it is inconvenient. Darkness can be letting fear and resentment guide our choices instead of the Spirit's call to compassion. Darkness can even be you Christians not showing love in your words and actions towards one another over simple things that shouldn't be done in anger. And the tragedy of darkness is that we don't always see it. As the proverb says, they do not know over what they stumble. It's blindness. A lack of awareness of how our sin harms others. How our self-centeredness clouds our vision to the needs of our neighbor. That is why the church needs constant reformation, constant turning back to God's word, constant openness to hearing and receiving God's word. Left to ourselves, we drift toward the shadows. We lurk in the darkness. We stumble and we fall. We need God's light to expose our stumbling blocks, to expose our sin, to expose our guilt and shame, to expose the words and the actions and the thoughts that are contrary to living in God's holy word. We need this light to guide our steps. And so, dear friends in Christ, how do you and I walk in this light? Well, the answer is not found in our own wisdom and strength. Proverbs, our Old Testament reading today, points us to that wisdom. But the fullness of that wisdom is ultimately revealed in Christ Jesus himself. John's gospel proclaims him as the true light who shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. This is the heart of the good news preached to you today. We do not make the sun rise on our own and in our own lives. We do not generate the light by sheer determination or by our own strength and will. The dawn, the light breaks because of Jesus, the crucified and risen Lord. He is the light of the world that breaks the darkness of your sin. He has entered himself into the deepest of darkness, sin, death, even the grave itself. And he, the light, the true light of God's holy word, has overcome all of that even. Because of Christ Jesus, you and I now walk in the light. Because of Christ, he gives us his spirit moving forward to guide us. Even when our steps feel uncertain, even when our steps lead us astray. And this is the promise, that even though not that we will never stumble in this life now because of Jesus, but because of him, his hand now lifts us up. And his mercy and his compassion sets us back on our feet in his light, back on sure path again, to know the way in which we are going. So, people of God here at St. Mark, how does this look for us here and now as we celebrate together 116 years of ministry in God's kingdom here in this place? What does it mean for us here at St. Mark to live as people of light? First, it means trust. We trust that God is at work even when we feel like we are in the dim hours of the dawn, where we can see visible rays of light, but we are still stumbling in darkness. We might only see that sliver of light, but we believe that the full day, and trust that the full day is coming. That gives us hope, even when life feels overwhelming, when the world around us seems fractured, when the shadows in your life feel long and prolonged. The sun is rising, and Christ is faithful to you. Second, living in the light means practice. Walking in the light is not just an ideology. It's not just an idea that we conjure up. It's a way of living. People that live in the light practice forgiveness, even when grudges seem easier. We practice generosity, even when fear of scarcity in our own life tempts us to hold back from helping others. We practice compassion and words of love and understanding, even when the culture around us tempts us to say, look after only yourself, like exercise for the soul. These daily practices shape us into God's people of light. And third and lastly, it means community. Notice that Proverbs speaks of a path, not a private trail, not enclosed quarters. you and I, all of us gathered here today at St. Mark, walk together. And we need each other. The church at its best is not a museum for saints, but a hospital for sinners. People, you and I, stumbling. People learning. People encouraging one another to keep moving toward the light. In a world around us that often breeds division, anger, loneliness, hatred, the church, you and I, are rather called to be a place of fellowship, of love, compassion, of restoration, of building each other up, and sharing this journey of life together. Friends gathered here this day, Proverbs gives us this promise. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. That is our destiny in Christ Jesus. Not endless stumbling in darkness. Not despair without direction. But a future filled with the radiant light and glory of being a part of God's kingdom. Even now, the Spirit of Christ Jesus is at work in you, illuminating your life, revealing what was hidden by the darkness, guiding your steps every step of the way. And one day, in God's time, the full day, the last day will come. The day when every tear is wiped away from our eyes, when justice rolls down like waters, when the light of Christ shines without any shadows ever casted again. Until then, church, you and I, we keep walking. We keep trusting. We keep on practicing living in light. We keep on encouraging and building one another up. Because we know as Christians, the sun is rising and the light of Christ continues to lead us on. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and lives in and through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.